Hello and welcome again to Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1, a new math educational course of the School of Light. This is Pastor Deborah again, your teacher. Wonderful to have you back and listening. This is lesson number 8, entitled, What Are the Unhealthy Characteristics of the King, the Soul's Subconscious Heart? Will be just a glimpse into what are many of the unhealthy characteristics of this king, the soul's subconsciousness, who rules and reigns its kingdom of physical body and the forever person, a three-part kingdom within you, ruled by an unhealthy king. So let's take a look at this king. First, this king was to be a servant, a helpmate to the forever person, but it usurped it and became the king, and subjected its own spirit to itself. So that is the first characteristic of this illegal king. It is illegally reigning the three-part system due to deception and leading the spirit, the forever person, into following it and doing what it had done that was caused by its own lusting. After what its eyes saw as beautiful and not harmful. Secondly, the soul, this illegal king, led by the lust of its flesh, of its earthly appetite for food that looked harmless. Then the final lust. The soul desired to be wise as a god, and thought by disobeying a law it was under for itself and the spirit would cause it, the soul and the spirit, to be wise as a god. So the soul reached with its physical body, its hands, and took a fruit, and took a bite, and handed to the forever person to eat, and it did. So the soul became the illegal head of the system, and controlled the physical body to take and eat. And then the hands gave and encouraged the forever person to eat as well. And when the forever person followed the soul's leading, it relinquished its leadership of the three-part system to be just a tail, a follower of the soul. This illegal king was put on the throne of the three-part system. The forever person became just a tail, a follower, a slave, a subject to the lust and desires of the soul, that which was to be the helpmate of the forever person, not the king. Then the soul gave in to all of its lust of its heart, and from out of these came all corruption. Corruption entered into the fabric, the nature of the soul, and then the lust and corruption flowed and filtered into the forever person and out through the physical body. This lust that was the origin of all the souls, this illegal king of the three parts kingdom's desires of illegal power, authority, dominion, and would subjugate all to it so it would never be challenged or dethroned. Then as the lust and corruption, the unhealthy thoughts and concepts and ideas came forth, the soul's deeds and imaginations became perverted, defiled, and only selfishness ruled, not a heart of love, joy, and peace. And these unhealthy characteristics of this illegal king continued to develop more and more and more, became more mature and deeply hidden. The soul would create many different aspects, personalities of itself, so its real character and personality that was now completely perverted to a tyrant, a tormenting and bullying king, a slave owner, and a taskmaster of the physical body and spirit would not be discovered by anyone or by any other souls, or even be known in its true character and personality by the forever person. Deception, illusions, spells of concealment, shadows, multiple persons to hide the true king to all. So, the first and major unhealthy characteristic of the illegal king is first and foremost built on lust, coveting for things do not belong to it. Complete kingship and rulership of the three-part system of the physical body and the forever person. For they originally belong to the forever person. From lust and coveting would come all the rest of the unhealthy characteristics of this illegal king, the soul, and its deeply hidden subconscious heart, and its powerful desires to not be a servant to anyone, but would serve only itself and its wants, desires, and to fulfill its lust of its own heart. So that is just the beginning of the unhealthy characteristics of the illegal king, the subconsciousness of the soul. This hidden person of the subconsciousness is the source of the system's mental health disorders, thoughts, ideas, concepts, and its feelings of hate, selfishness, its lack of love for others, or even of nature itself. When a person seeks help for its unhealthy thoughts, feelings, behaviors, it seeks help not to really change itself, but just to find some sort of peace within the kingdom of itself. This illegal king only desires for all the system, its kingdom, to be at peace with it as the king and all others in subjection to it. So, this first unhealthy characteristic of the king of lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life are the foundation stones all the kingdom's systems of corruption. From corruption comes all the fruit of evil, death, bitterness, hate, no peace, war, racism, sexism, slavery, human trafficking, child pornography, corrupt leaders in any area, robbery, lying, unforgiveness, lack of mercy, killing anything with life in it, abortion, murder, torture, deception, perversion, abnormal norms and acts, unnatural behaviors and deeds, addictions to anything that will give pleasure, and this will force the forever person to seek a power source for itself, and it will find it in the darkness and will come into agreement and partnership with it, knowingly or unknowingly, what these rulers of the kingdom of darkness are, or who they are, and what they really want with the forever person. So I just wanted to introduce you to the foundations of some of the unhealthy characteristics of this illegal king of the soul. There is so much more to learn about this and how your kingdom of the physical body, the soul's two levels of awareness and consciousness, and the forever person, the eternal spirit, how they are affected and all become unhealthy, both mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So with that, that ends lesson number 8 of mental health and the forever person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math of this course entitled Mental Health and the Forever Person here in the School of Light. Please come again and learn more about yourself and others and your kingdom within. Lesson number 9 is entitled Lust, the Hidden Fires of a King's Heart. Until next time and next lesson, love always and forever, Pastor Deborah, a teacher in the School of Light of Agape Love, Love is Here's Ministry of Global Teaching. See you in lesson number 9.